Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis for Tuesday, November 20th, 2012.
Episode 8.34, the Week 11 Recap Show.
A.K.A. the Week of Perfection Show for some people.
First things off, I've asked Sean Salisbury, our new buddy, via Twitter, if he was going to be at the Super Bowl and if he'd like to join us again for a little chat. And he said
he should be
and he would love to.
Of course he would.
There you go.
We're the first guys to really give him a chance.
Yeah, to speak out.
To rebuild his career, actually.
Oh, he has been doing a pretty good job of
that. He burned some bridges, and he was ready to get back on the road.
You know what?
We're very happy for it to help him out there.
I got a question. I got a question about the Chicago Bears.
I think you want to start with a rant.
I got a rant on Mike Tomlin.
I know, but you're going to have to slow your roll and pace it for a show.
All right, well, you know what?
Well, if that's the case, just hit it. Dang. That's not what I meant.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
You just want an excuse to rant.
I mean, do we want to start right off the bat? Boom, rant?
I think the people would like that.
Ranting right off the bat. I am ranting on Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin. Now, look, when you're a young guy and you've already got a Super Bowl under your belt, you get a little leeway. I understand that. But you have this thing that you do that is killing your football team. And that thing is allowing injured quarterbacks to continue to stay on the football field when they are no longer a viable option to lead your offense to give you any chance to win a football game.
You wouldn't be talking about Byron Leftwich sandwich, would you?
You did it last year on
Ben
Monday Night Football.
We were there. It was
against
pathetic.
The 49ers.
Pathetic.
You let a hobbling, one-legged Ben Roethlisberger stay on the field.
Now, in all fairness, Ben hops better than most people I've ever known.
He does, but I was there. I watched him. I've got video of him walking off the field. He could barely do that on his own power. And this Sunday night against the
biggest divisional rival.
Right, and for the division lead against the Baltimore Ravens, and your defense did everything to stop that football team and keep you in the game. The only touchdown your team allowed was on a special teams punt return. Flacco and that offense and Ray Rice could do nothing. Torrey Smith was held to nothing. Anquan Boldin was irrelevant. And you have a chance to win the football game. And late in that game, every 3 seconds, Byron Leftwich was reaching for his rib under his armpit like, I am in pain. Do you not see me? I can't even throw a football 10 yards down the field.
By the way, I'm a football player, so the only way I'm coming off the field is if you take me off
exactly.
the field. Wink, nod, hint, hint.
I am Byron Leftwich. I may not get to start again. I am not taking myself off the football
Wink,
field.
Wink, nudge, hint, hint.
You have to take me out, coach.
Wink, nudge, hint, hint.
So on the final series, your defense gave you the ball back. You only had a minute and change and no timeouts left. And you had solid field position. You don't think it's a good idea to bring Charlie Batch in for that final series so that, oh my God, he can actually throw it 50 yards downfield where Emmanuel Sanders is wide open, but Byron Leftwich baby bounces it about 15 yards short.
Steven, what's the one good thing about Byron Leftwich when he's healthy? What's the one good thing about him?
He's mobile.
No.
He can.
He's got a cannon.
Well, yes, he does have a good
He has arm, a cannon
his
for
mobility,
an arm.
I mean, he's,
but really, he's got a cannon for an arm, okay? The beef on him is his Tim Tebow windup.
Yes, he does have a
Tebow-esque windup where it takes a long time to get it, and lots of defenses can go, oh, look where he's going with
he
the ball.
He thinks he's Nolan Ryan.
Right.
And he wants to pitch.
For the Astros.
Yes.
And so that
Ryan.
Being said, That being said, if the best thing about your backup quarterback is the cannon for an arm that he betroths, that he has, that he loves, that he uses,
and it's no longer available to him.
And it's no longer available because he's leaving dying quails 20 yards in front of his intended receiver, if that's not a tell as to, Houston, we might have a problem.
Yeah.
I don't know what else is.
That literally, I'm sitting there telling Trisha. And
incredulity.
This was two series before that final series.
I pity my sister.
I tell Trisha, honey, I got a rant on Mike Tomlin because there is no way Byron Leftwich should be in this football game right now at this point. I guarantee you there is something wrong with his ribs. It's either fractured or worse, it's broken. And she's like, well, I don't know. Then Monday she's like, she calls me from work. She's like, yeah, they said Leftwich has fractured ribs. What'd I say?
Well, I get a question then. This begs a bigger question. You know, sometimes life is bigger than football,
yeah,
Steven.
Sometimes.
You know that.
Yes.
And I'm not insinuating anything about my wife at all. At all. Okay. I mean, especially since she's not in town to even defend herself as if she listened to the program, which she doesn't. But does your wife actually listen to you when you're just going off in the middle of games, or does she pretend to be listening nod?
She listens. She understands what I'm talking about.
So there's no way that your wife just nods.
Why
just
do you think she called me the next day?
Well, this is what begs this question, Stephen, because it insinuated to me that she was listening when you were talking to her.
Yes, she listens.
Okay, so just...
Do you not have that at home?
I'm not saying that at all. I wouldn't ever,
Why not throw her under the bus? She doesn't listen.
Because she's my sugar mama?
Oh, well, that's a good reason to...
You make it possible for me to live comfortably in this world and do this silly
job. You can't throw her under
the
bus.
Do this silly job. How many guys are in my position, huh?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, it's interesting because I do the same thing during Sunday football games.
Yes.
But I get the feeling... Generally, because she frequently will follow it up with, would you like toast with that? You know, that she's not really engaged at that level. Certainly not to call the next day with an update.
I see.
That shows some engagement.
The super hot reporter from Chicago just tweeted that Jay Cutler is in the building and that he's going to be talking to the media about his status.
You know, I want to hear from
who?
Brandon Marshall. Did you see some of that subplot that nobody got into? Now, I had the game muted for probably an hour or two while I was doing radio.
You were here like super early, too. You were ready to go.
I got no family now. This is how I would live my life if I had no family. I would show up early for work.
Yeah.
I would get my workplace set up just the way I wanted to. I'd put the helmets on the shelf. I would do everything that a good co-host would do, and I'd be ready for my time. And I'd write up an outline, and I'd shoot it off to Ollie. I mixed down some new bumper music for extra time. I got Little Pink Houses without it saying Pink Houses. That fades right at Pink Houses.
Good.
So Ain't That America, You and Me. Ain't That America, Home of the Free. Ain't That America. And it just fades. Little Pink House for You and Me.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so it's nice. So you'll get to hear some of that next time you work, whenever that might be.
Yeah.
And so I did my life as I would like. So, yeah, I got here early. And that's how I'd like my life to be, is I'm early for stuff. Not always. And I did the grocery shopping on top of that.
Wow, look at that.
So
I've got some good news for New Orleans Saints fans. Quarterback Drew Brees has become the first quarterback in the history of the NFL to have a 20-plus yard completion in 100 consecutive games.
That's almost unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
That is unreal.
100
straight games.
Yeah, what if it was 100 total? Wouldn't that be remarkable?
That would be remarkable.
Thank you.
This is 100 consecutive games with a completion of 20-plus yards.
Okay, there's teams that don't go seasons with 20-yard passes, okay? Kansas City Chiefs. That he's done it for 100 straight games. So this goes back to his days with the Chargers. Was he ever the starter?
He was the starter with the Chargers.
That's what I thought. They had Phillip behind him.
He had over 100 games with the Saints.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's five seasons now. It's his fifth season.
Yeah, five times 18, 16. 40, 60. 16, that's 90. And then,
some playoff games
maybe. I was just thinking that it might go back to the Chargers day. It might be that old of a record. But, for again, just how about... It's mind-boggling what Drew Brees has done and the way he's done it and the way he carries himself.
And the fact that there were a whole heck of a lot of teams that...
He's just too short.
Or that shoulder's not repaired. He'll never be Miami the same Dolphins. Guy. Or
short
whatever,
people got
whatever.
No reason. Short people got. Yeah, ask Russell Wilson how that short thing's working out for him up there in Seattle. And ask Drew Brees how his Hall of Fame career is going with that short
stature.
If
I am not mistaken, and I tend to believe that
and
I'm
and you seldom are.
Very.
Seldom are.
Seldom are.
That's true.
Drew Brees currently leads the NFL in touchdown passes with 28 or 29. I'm actually pulling it up right now.
Yeah.
But I believe that we've played, what, 10 games?
And we are just through 10 games for virtually everybody. In fact, some people on a bye last week. We had byes for Tennessee, Minnesota, New York, and Seattle, which means if everybody's had a bye, we've all played 10 games.
Yeah.
There you go.
Up until now, everybody has now played
now,
10
as
games.
Of last night, yeah, everybody's last night, played the same number of games.
That is correct.
All stats are now comparable, friends.
They are.
Entirely comparable.
And to compare at the quarterback position, Aaron Rodgers leads in quarterback rating at 107.3, which is amazing for a season.
Let me just real quickly. That touchdown pass to Randall Cobb, threading the needle.
Yeah, with like two.
My God, what was that? 40 yards, and he just drops it like literally. If you were to drop a newborn baby into a basket, you couldn't do it more sveltely and delicately than Aaron did that. Just like whoop,
it puts the baby in the basket or off the hills again.
No, it puts the soap. No, it puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
Yes. But Drew Brees, that is correct. Drew Brees leads the league in touchdown passes with 28.
You said 29. Oh, damn you.
And he is second in yards, 6 yards behind Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan has thrown for 3,072 yards.
Yeah, but he sucked lately.
Yeah, that's true. And Drew Brees
five
has
INTs?
Thrown
hello.
For 3,066 yards. So give it up to Drew Brees. Gets the clap one more time.
I am still a happy owner of his jersey. I must say, although I am a Carolina Panthers fan.
Yeah, how's that going for you? I mean, give up an 8-point lead with a minute and change left?
Did I call it, though, that was the game to be at? If I had a trip to North Carolina that I had to make, which I do, and that was the game that I wanted to see, was Tampa beating Carolina, because I knew that's what was going to happen, and I knew it was going to be one heck of a ball game. Did I not call the right game in the right week? It's a shame that I picked Carolina and have doomed them. But you know what?
You have doomed them.
Things happen.
But let's start with some recaps of the game. We'll start on Monday Night Football, where El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana turned out to be
backup bowl.
Not so El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana.
You know, it all depends whom you are speaking to this morning, because if you're talking to, well, you know what? There's consternation all over the place,
yes.
Stephen.
49er fans are wondering, is there a quarterback controversy?
Well, first of all, if you don't think there's a quarterback controversy, you're not paying attention.
Bears fans are wondering, can we beat anyone good? We've lost to Houston. We've lost to San Francisco. We've lost to Green Bay.
And can we beat anyone without Jay Cutler? Let's go back 2 years.
Well,
and the answer is no, your team's not that good. I heard the postgame analysis, since we're on Bears, 49ers, we had 6-3 against...
No, 7-2.
7-2 against
6-2
and 1.
And so now it's 7-2-1 and 7-3 Bears. The Bears at 7-3, the Chicago Bears, tied for first place in their division with the Green Bay Packers.
I believe they're beneath them because of the Packers beat them.
But still, they're tied
7-3.
There's still another game to be played between the two of them.
Correct.
So they're tied, and people are hitting the panic button.
Where's
hit the button. The
hit
panic,
the panic button.
Button.
Warning, warning, warning.
I'm like, come on, y'all. It's one game. Let Cutler come back.
They lived through last year when Jay Cutler was out.
Yes, but is Cutler going to come back this week? Has he been cleared? Has he gone through the concussion protocol?
Alex Smith practiced all week.
And he didn't play.
Wearing a black jersey, so that no contact
no
when
touch.
You're wearing the black jersey.
Do not
jersey.
Touch him.
However, he took all the reps. And so I think that certainly fed into the 32-7 beatdown that the 49ers put on them.
I missed that score by a point.
Whoa!
In my ranking, you know, you pick all the games on ESPN, and then you give a score.
Which Stevie ridicules me for doing that.
I do it on the ESPN side, but then the one site where you just have to pick the total number of points. You don't pick what each score is going to team. I picked 40. It was 39.
You had 40 points being scored. When did you update it based on backup quarterbacks or something?
No, I had it originally. It was going to be a 40
I had 17-10, so I had 27 points being scored. I thought it was going to be what it was billed as, which is a defensive slugfest, which is kind
defense.
Of...
You know what? I think what happened for the Bears is they came into the game preparing for Alex Smith.
This is what I said last night on radio. I said, you've prepped all week for a certain style. Now, yes, you've practiced the Colin Kaepernick package.
Yes.
Because there's four or five plays a game that Colin Kaepernick has given the snap.
But you didn't practice the Colin Kaepernick entire game.
Nobody had, because he hadn't planned to play an entire game.
Yeah.
And so when Harbaugh let him out there, and on the first play of the game, he opens up with a bomb, a beautiful bomb downfield. You're like, wow, this is interesting. This isn't the Colin Kaepernick that they've showed us thus far. Thus far, they've been showcasing his legs. That he could throw the ball, but what he's best at is running the football. And that's the Colin Kaepernick that you planned on if and when he came onto the field. Yeah. And so they were completely unprepared. But, Steven, here's what I believe and what I heard. A great analysis by none other than former Indianapolis Colts general manager,
Bill Polian
on the SiriusXM Drive last night after the game. He was breaking down the game, and he says, first things first, I've liked Colin Kaepernick since he came out of school.
Yeah.
He says, I've liked him a lot. He's been on my radar for a long time.
And we have it on good word that some of our family members like him a lot, too.
Well, no, just they've all gone to high school. Two of our nieces went to high school with them. Jacob did not share time.
He didn't
there.
Really?
Colin had graduated.
He's that young.
He's that much younger than Hannah.
Did not know that.
So, Jacob's Jordan's age, or Jordan's grade.
Jacob is trying to get me to bid on a huge package of Hostess Twinkies and Ding Dongs and stuff because, you know, Hostess is, you know, no longer.
It's going to mediation.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
So Twinkies
it'll
might come back?
It'll be fine.
I love Twinkies.
It'll all be fine.
I went to Vaughn's on the next day to try and get some. They were all gone.
Of course they were, but they'll be back. Don't worry. They've gone away before, and they'll be back again. I just thought about how they would have to reshoot the entire movie Zombieland USA because Woody Harrelson's character.
$10 million for a package that contains, I mean, it's a whole bunch of stuff worth of Hostess stuff on eBay. And Jacob posted it, and I was like, I'm in for $1.
I'm disappointed that people didn't really talk about the real scandal there, which was it had nothing to do with Twinkies. It had everything to do with Ding Dongs, which is that was the tradable commodity in my elementary school years.
Ding Dongs?
So if your mom was Trey Cool, she would send you with two Ding Dongs. One was for you. The other was trade. You could get several baseball cards for a Ding Dong.
Really?
You could possibly get some cheese puffs.
Huh.
Cheesy poofs.
Yeah,
there was. It was gold.
Wow.
Okay, it was cigarettes in prison. Okay,
interesting.
So that was the big tradable commodity.
I didn't trade my food.
Well, again, she would give you your own if your mom was cool, so that you would and you'd eat both. I understand.
Yes, I would eat both of them.
Right, but if
look, fools. I got two, and I would eat them at the same time.
No. There's a table. We were very civilized, Steven.
No, okay.
There's a table.
I was uncivilized.
And the Ding Dongs come out, you know, and it's like, all right, we're starting the bidding at a baseball card.
Yeah, I must have missed some baseball cards for your kids.
Well, you know what? We grew up where there was tumbleweed, and we grew up in a place that looked just like El Paso. Only we never got the marine. You never got the marine layer come in of coastal moisture. But you realize Mission Viejo back when I grew up looked just like El Paso. Roadrunners, tumbleweeds, And the soundtrack to...
Yeah, but I'm talking about your school.
And the soundtrack for No Country for Old Men.
A place to go out and play football and, you know, run around.
We went there as soon as we were done. I'm talking early elementary where you're on the hardtop.
Oh, okay.
See, because the like first grade... Oh, we went out and played kickball after lunch.
Okay.
But lunch doesn't end until the negotiations end.
I see.
So first grade, second grade, third grade is in the upper playground, which is all asphalt. And that is where we played kickball. And then when you're a big kid, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, you got to go to lower playground where there was actually grass. But yeah, ding-dongs were the tradable commodity. And then what's the best part of a ding-dong, Steven? The aluminum foil. The aluminum foil. Then you've got the war would break out after the ding-dong bidding, and you would have war break out between the foil balls. Okay. And we'd all start throwing them at each other as hard as we could, trying to leave marks on each other. So then we play kickball.
Let's get back to the Bears and Niners.
Bears-Niners, look, so but what Bill Polian said, you sidetracked this with the hostess thing and me saying that it's all going to be fine, it's going to mediation. Bill Polian said, this Chicago Bears team, Jay Cutler covers a multitude of sins on this team.
And that offensive line is a joke.
The offensive line is where he began is a complete farce. The fact that poor Jason Campbell.
Webb.
The fact that Jason Campbell thought he could go out and have a legitimate audition for another NFL team.
Yeah.
But we're not giving you an offensive line. Besides that, you're going to be able to audition for an NFL team.
Alden Smith.
And Justin Smith. But Alden is the one who ate him four and a half.
5.5.
Well, at the end of...
They gave him the solo one at the last one with the strip fumble as a sack.
Oh, I forgot about the strip fumble
at the end. And then Brandon Marshall...
Oh, no. That I saw. They split the sacks 50-50, I thought,
that
between Justin and Alden.
That was the one before.
Okay. Well, anyways.
That last one
an
was
obscene number of sacks, shall we say, instead of quibbling. It was ridiculous. Four and a half, whatever it was.
Literally, Campbell and Webb, the offensive lineman who he just devoured, are going to have nightmares of Alden Smith for probably the next 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, that's how
bad. San Francisco's front seven is probably, I think they're the best in the NFL. Because you had Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman.
Steven,
am I going off notes here? Am I going off notes here? No. But the fact that I know the front seven for the 49ers.
We spent a lot of time with this team, so
we
better know.
But the fact is, they're animals, dude.
Where were they a few weeks ago when the Giants came to town?
They screwed up. They failed, Steven. They failed miserably.
They took
the Rams for granted, and then the Giants, I don't know what they did
with the
Giants.
Here's the remaining schedule for the Chicago Bears, in case anyone is interested.
I already looked.
They got 6 games left. They have to play the Minnesota Vikings twice. They're playing them next week, and then they're playing them in Minnesota 2 weeks after that.
Ouch. So, you know, the schedule maker's doing this to the Ravens, Steelers, and things. Like, come on, stop it.
They've done that a lot
this
season. Sandwiched in between the Vikings games is the Seattle Seahawks.
But at home.
Fortunately, it's in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yes. So they get a break there. But then they go to the Packers.
I know.
No, I'm sorry. They get the Packers at home. Their final two games are on the road. They got to go to Arizona, which
that's a tough place to play.
Yeah, but don't get me started on that team right now. And then they end the season at the Lions. So
the Bears will probably be okay.
They have to go 3. Can they go 3-3?
Yeah, and I think that they'll get a wild card doing that at 10-6.
At 10-6. But they need to go 3-3.
All right.
That means they got to
take care of Minnesota at home.
Take care
of Seattle at home. And take care of Arizona on the road.
Lions or the Cardinals on the road.
Yeah, and I think that they can certainly if Jay Cutler's not there, they will not win another game. Just like Steven said last year, I will say it this year, because Bill Polian's comment that Jay Cutler covers a multitude of sins, that's also on the defensive side.
He does.
And that is on the special team side, where they're just not very good. This is not a good team. Not that Jay Cutler's so great, but he brings balance to this team.
There's a lot of times where I don't agree with Chucky, as John Gruden says on Monday Night Football. I'll agree with one thing, is that what the San Francisco 49ers showed about the Bears is if you don't turn over the ball, the Bears aren't going to beat you.
Yeah.
The Bears need turnovers.
Yeah.
They need turnovers. They need to give their offense a short field to stay in the game. And if they don't get turnovers, which the Niners had none. They had none.
How does Colin Kaepernick play his first NFL start, throw the ball as many times as he did
and not turn the ball?
And he aired it out. He challenged that secondary. That Bears secondary blows.
Impressive victory. There's going to be a lot of questions for a long time. I'm not a big proponent of a quarterback losing his job due to injury.
Right.
But
in this case,
I'm not Harbaugh, and Harbaugh's like, I'll go with the hot hand.
Well,
that's what I'll go
with.
The
thing I said to Mike that I most enjoyed is, I said, that meeting tomorrow in the quarterback room.
Yeah.
I said, there's a room there at 4949 Centennial Place where that is the quarterback room. And the quarterback coach is there. Harbaugh will be there because he was a quarterback. And you're going to have Alex Smith, and you're going to have Colin Kaepernick. And Alex and Colin, before the coaches come in, I said, they're going to be Britishly polite. They're going to be talking about the weather, traffic on 101, because they know the writing is so on the wall, it's screaming. They're going to be as polite as they've ever been. Mm. They will not be talking about football, because they know they're just waiting for the teacher to come in and say who's going to win.
Let me just
Colin wants that job. That's all there is to it.
If Harbaugh makes a change this season,
it won't be this
at
week.
His starting quarterback.
Yes,
he will make a Ken Wisenhunt mistake.
Wow!
And yeah, you see what Wisenhunt did? Yeah, I have not ever in my life.
Now entering the game for the Arizona Cardinal is Bumblebee Tuna.
6th round draft choice, Bumblebee Tuna. And your team, by the way, is winning 13-0.
Yeah, you are winning, by the way.
I don't think I've ever seen a starting quarterback get pulled when his team is winning 13-0.
You know what? People in desperate straits make desperate moves and sometimes very foolish-looking moves.
Wisenhunt might have coached himself out of a job with that move.
Well, maybe that was his plan. Maybe he's done there in the desert.
Maybe he was done.
Yeah, all done.
I understand. That's a coach's Scary Skeleton had only completed 2 out of 9 passes.
He had, but
for
you know
6
what?
Yards.
Tim Tebow's completed less than 1.
But you know what? You were winning 13-0. And the last thing you need is to bring in a rookie quarterback that nobody's heard of. Even Trisha was calling him Bumblebee Tuna. And
it's good to make converts.
And I don't see it.
The Falcons. You had a chance to beat the Falcons,
so
and
all
you had them on the ropes.
Is that Harbaugh would make a decision that rash, I think. Yes, it was one game. And all I can say for everybody clamoring for Kaepernick is, do you remember a guy named Matt Flynn? He had one great game against
the
New York
Giants. How about a guy named Matt Castle who had one great season
in a
perfect system?
Yes. Yes.
And what has he done since? Not much.
I don't know. He gave way to Brady Quinn this past weekend.
That's what he's done. We need to change the calendar. I've been looking at these babes for too long. Although Sarah is still my fave.
No, I kind of like Cynthia.
Hi, Sarah.
Because Cynthia's got that kind of smoldering look. Like,
she does.
I will eat you for lunch.
Is this shoot over? Because I'm done.
Shit, that's probably more what it's like. So the water's a little. She might be a little.
It's not. It's in Tampa.
It is. It's warm
the Gulf
water.
Of Mexico. Here's the deal.
What's the deal?
Coach does not make the move this week because he sends Alex Smith out to be a sacrificial lamb on the road at New Orleans next week.
I don't know.
That's my thought.
Look, I think if that's his plan, it's a mistake.
He does it, and then he's like, you know what? I thought
Saints
Kaepernick
defense,
gave us a better chance.
Saints defense has been...
Look up the 49ers schedule. They've got a very difficult schedule the next few weeks. Look it up. Okay. They've got a very difficult schedule the next few weeks. So the challenge is going to be navigating some games where you may not win on the road. And a young quarterback, because he's already taken Alex Smith off of the precipice of jumping for his life and brought him into the fold and being a good team guy and knowing how to manage himself as a good game manager. And now he's got a chance with the young Colin Kaepernick.
Here's the final 6 games for the Niners. Their next 2 are on the road.
Yes.
And 4
Atlanta,
of their next 6 are on the road. No, they go to New Orleans. And then they go to St. Louis.
Okay, at
they
the
come
Rams.
Back home to play the Dolphins. They
easy.
Should win that because Dolphins have
easy.
Come all the way across the country.
Just
then
easy.
Their next 2 are on the road, and these are the toughies. They have to go to New England, and then they have to go to Seattle.
And that is not the way you want to go into the
and
playoffs.
And then they come back and end with the Arizona Cardinals at home.
Thank God.
So
they've got a tough road ahead. They've got a realistic 3-3,
but
staring at them in the face.
They're
to finish
sure and
10-2-1.
No, they can't finish 10-2-1. 3-3 would be
10-5-1. My bad.
Yes, 10-5-1.
And one. You have to say the N1.
And one.
Exactly.
Exactly. Anyways, great game, 32-7. Great game for the 49ers, shall I say. The Bears got to do some work. Let's get to the games of importance. Oh, no, games of the week. I'm sorry. Games of the week. And we'll start with Sunday Night Football with the Baltimore Ravens. Eke out. And when I mean eke out, it was like by the skin of their chinny-chin-chin. 13-10 victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers. I've already ranted about Tomlin and what I think he should have done there. But, Jeffrey, here's my question. For you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm putting you on the hot seat.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Now, just know I was about to put you on the hot seat. That's why I knew where the button was.
Well,
so go ahead.
You're on the hot seat now. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
By virtue of losing this game, are now sitting at 6-4, correct?
Correct. Steelers 6-4, Ravens 8-2.
Do the Pittsburgh Steelers get into the playoffs?
Wow. Without Ben Roethlisberger?
Roethlisberger, for his health and his safety, doctors have said he's got to miss another 2 weeks. So at the bare minimum. A bare minimum.
Who they got this week? Look up who they got this week.
Yes, I will give you their schedule.
Because I know they got the week after that. They have the same Baltimore Ravens again. Yes. I know that. But I would think that the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think there's a better chance that Cincinnati passes them in the standings at 5-5 right now.
Here's having their final two six in a row. Games. They've got the Browns in Cleveland this week.
Okay, now. And let me say this about the Browns. Jordan, I had to try and – well, Jordan's always cocky about the Cowboys, yes. No matter what. But I said, you know, you got to be smarting a little bit after the Browns and overtime and everything. But again, it was Bill Polian who said – and Pat Kerwin who said, if you look at the Browns, they play everybody close.
Yes.
They play everybody tight.
Yes.
They could play a team of messiahs from all over the world, and they would lose, but they would play them close.
It would be a close game. They took the Ravens to the wire. They took they beat the Bengals, actually. They wound up beating the Bengals.
Yes, they did beat the Bengals.
So they're not slouches.
They're not slouches. They're not winners, but they're not slouches.
Right. So they got the Cleveland in Cleveland.
Right.
Then they got to go to Baltimore. Then they got the Chargers, which that team has completely fallen apart.
Oh, my Lord.
Then they go to Dallas to play the Cowboys. And that game is probably going to decide a lot of futures for both,
for
of those
both
teams.
Clubs.
And then they finish the season with back-to-back division foes in Cincinnati and Cleveland.
Wow.
I mean, it's not easy for the Steelers.
It's not easy being Steelers.
Could that be the last time they wear those ugly jerseys? I mean, even the announcers, Michaels, will say, I can't even tell with the numbers. He's like my spotter who's been with me for the last 73 years.
Has just tendered his resignation. Al Michaels wouldn't say just quit because he speaks more eloquently.
He did
just
say
tendered
just,
his resignation.
No, he said just quit.
Okay. But yeah, the fact that he pulled back the curtain enough to let you know that those guys have spotters.
Everybody's got spotters.
But nobody knows. See, what I find is the more that the curtains pull back for the fans, sometimes they don't want to know.
Yeah, maybe not.
You know, because I was talking about David Beckham and probably going to New York.
Yeah.
I said it just fits his personality a lot more.
Yeah, and I don't know if you want to divulge this information, but I'll divulge this information because I've been learning a lot about play calling. You know, doing play-by-play.
Right.
And doing color analyst.
Right.
Not only do they have a spotter. Basically, they
usually
have a chart.
The good guys have two spotters.
Right. Well,
that was my point.
And
the good guys have two.
Who is like pointing at the chart. Right. And they've also got someone in their ear.
Well, they've got two people in their ear. They've got their spotter on the ground and the producer.
But their spotter will give them And he's more a researcher than a spotter.
Do you realize in 1912,
something
the
like
Bears
that.
Went and did this?
And you're like, how do these guys know that? It's like, oh,
it's their team.
Come on.
It's a team.
It's a team and stuff. And Al Michaels, to his credit, is probably one of the only guys
who gives
who
cred.
Will credit
yeah.
his guys. He'll be like, oh, I can't believe Charlie just pulled this one out of the hat.
Yeah.
And he says that, you know, and then he gives the information. Not a lot of guys do that.
Right.
So Michaels
no, most guys
cool.
take it as, aren't I the smartest man
right.
alive?
Exactly.
Squeak. It's that's, like, no, you're not.
That's how I'd play it off.
Somebody else was. No, I, you know, I usually ask for permission. I actually cited Damian Penny last
you
night.
You did. I saw that on Facebook.
Well, it was he had a really well-written line about the 49ers,
mm-hmm.
which is get this SOB who took me to the NFC Championship game last year
get him out of here.
It's yeah. like, wow. So anyways, the Steelers, to answer your hot seat question, Steven, the Steelers are going to have a very difficult time making the playoffs.
Yes or no?
No.
No. There you
okay.
go.
Okay. you put me in a panic.
Man, you just made Teresa cry. She's literally in tears
hey,
right
T,
now.
Hey, T, you've had better days.
Hug.
You've had worse days.
Give her a
okay?
hug. Yes.
No, I'm not hugging anybody, Teresa.
Wow.
I'm telling you
Teresa,
to reach down inside, find that strength that only you possess.
I will give you a hug.
No. No hugs, Teresa.
Wow.
You're
going to
just reach down inside
Dude,
and pull yourself up by your boots.
Year.
I know. And the people who have had difficult years, we know what it takes
We're
to say, this ain't nothing. This ain't getting me down. None of these scumbags are getting me down. Nobody.
Calm down. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. T, that's all right. I will give you a hug.
That was for you, girl. Don't let them get you down.
13-10, final score
now,
there.
Steven, my hot seat for you
oh.
is, what does this tell us about Joe Flacco that he can only score 13 points?
He only scored six.
6 points?
The touchdown came on special
teams. It came
teams.
On special teams.
Yes.
That Joe Flacco could do nothing.
Flacco?
He's going to be Flacco. He seems flappable to me versus unflappable.
Well, Flacco, he had a hard time.
It's a hard knock life for him.
Us. Yeah, he had a hard game. I want to see how Flacco responds over the next several.
Sounds nah, funnier coming from you.
Nah, you got me calling him Flacco. But here,
13-10.
I'm going to give you their next
or
6 weeks.
Or schedule?
They're at San Diego.
Piece of cake. Don't even show up.
Well, what if the Chargers
don't even show up?
Feel
Look.
Embarrassed.
The Chargers have moved past week. Feeling embarrassed yes. and feeling ashamed. They have now slipped into a coma.
Okay, all right. Then they got the Steelers, of course, obviously. Then they go to Washington to play the Redskins.
Challenge.
Broncos.
Challenge.
Giants.
Challenging.
And they finish the season.
Because the Giants should have woken out of their coma by then, right?
And then they finish the season at Cincinnati.
Ooh. 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 The question is, could the Cincinnati Bengals win the AFC North? They could, but they won't. But it would be funny.
The Ravens? If they're not careful, they could drop 4 or 5 of those
That's
games.
What I'm saying. Could the Cincinnati Bengals
Why are
be
you
there?
Now FMDJ guy?
Because that's been my lifelong ambition to complete this long-distance dedication.
Okay.
Surely this is for you from Ted. He wants you to know he will love you forever or until he meets someone with thinner thighs.
Okay, there you go. So that's the Ravens, 13-10 victory, squeaking out a win. But as Harbaugh said in his post-game speech to the team, I just looked at this, and it doesn't say anything about
how
gritty
you win.
Wins. It says
a
gritty
win
wins,
win.
Tough wins, hard wins, and that's what we did. It was a tough win. Like, yeah, coach, you got lucky. Dude.
Yeah, he dodged the ball up there. Pachoo! The Indianapolis right. Colts go to the New England Patriots for what we had hoped, what I had hoped.
You had hoped.
What I
had told you it wasn't
was
going to be close.
Andrew Luck's little coming out party where the old school meets the new school. But yeah, when old school meets the new school, it says, by the way, have you seen this? Have you seen this? Have you seen this? Oh, you haven't seen this. Have you seen? Oh, dude, you're a kid. And the New England Patriots, Steve, what scares me about them? Is what's, that their defense is getting scary. Better each week. Bill Belichick has a defense.
Well, the addition of Aqib Talib paid off
Aqib
immediately.
Aqib Talib signing was huge.
Immediately paid off.
Their ability to go out to the junkyard and go, look what I found. Randy Moss. Oh, my God. Look what I found.
It's like, wow.
It wasn't just, it was the
Q3. I know, but they do this all the time.
Didn't he take one to the house? He picked one
off.
Yes,
he had a pick six.
There were two pick sixes in this game, by the way. Luck really struggled tremendously. Only threw two touchdown passes, but threw a couple picks, fumbled
the ball.
Threw
for 300 yards, for whatever that's worth. Not much.
Well, I mean, when you're down 59
to 17.
You should
be throwing. And, by the way, you don't really have a running game anyway.
You need to throw the ball. But 59-24, the most points the Patriots have scored all year, and it ties the franchise record for the most points. Oh, the last time they did it, it was in the snow.
I thought they had 57 against Tennessee in the snow.
59-0.
Was it 59 that week? 59-0. But this one cost them a little bit more.
Well, yeah. On the final play of the game, kicking extra
PAT.
Point. Now, don't ask me why Rob Gronkowski is out on the football field when the Patriots are kicking a PAT, but he broke his forearm.
Can we say ouch together? Ouch.
Ouch. That means a month at a bare minimum.
Minimum.
So he should be back in time for the playoffs, maybe, but now with no Hernandez and no Gronkowski.
Hernandez will be back this week.
Will he?
Yes, he will.
Because they've been saying that for 3 weeks
now. No, but now the urgency of having Gronk back will accelerate his health.
But still, 59-24.
But you know what? Look, Julian Edelman goes down, and people are like, oh, no! Wes Welker goes down. Oh, no! This team just wins, period, okay? The New England Patriots have not really been... Look, Tom Brady goes down for a season. Oh, no! We win 10 games!
7 catches, 137 yards, 2 touchdowns. That was Gronkowski this week against the Colts. How do you replace that, though?
Aaron Hernandez.
Because Welker had 7 catches. Edelman had 5 catches. Those guys already got their catches.
They got theirs.
Now, where do you get 7 catches for a buck 30 and 2 touchdowns?
Trust me on this, Aaron Hernandez. Maybe I was listening to Bill Polian too much the last few days, but I've always took him as quite a genius when it comes to assessing talent.
Okay.
And he believes that what they do there in New England is so special because they are that deep at so many positions that, yeah, they can go next man up with Aaron Hernandez and they'll be good. They'll be fine, and you won't even see a drop-off.
It's going to be interesting.
It will be interesting, but I'm not fearful for the. And why should you be fearful for a team that always dominates everything all the time? I mean, come on.
One of the parents at Emma's school, she's from Miami. She's like, I hate football. It's like, once again, it's the Patriots up top and everybody else at the bottom.
Is that what you sounded like?
Pretty much, too. It's like, I can't believe we lost to the Bills. Now the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins are all tied at the bottom, chasing the Patriots. It's the same every year. And I'm like, hey, okay, I understand that you know that I do the football stuff, and don't take it out on me. I thought she was going to hit me, dude.
We are people's football punching bags.
Okay. That's
whatever's good for their team, we get hugs. Whatever's bad for their team, we get beaten up. They know that we're football guys.
Beating me
up. I was sitting at the bar Sunday night watching part of Sunday Night Football, and the bartender comes up to me, Gronk's my tight end, what do I do?
I said
this is just off the top of my head. I said, but I would look in Tampa because Josh Freeman's starting to distribute the ball a lot more. I'm just thinking of places that would run two tight end sets and things.
Dallas Clark might still be available.
Yeah, maybe. And he certainly, wow, what a great play he made. Wow, Dallas Clark. Love Dallas Clark. And then he showed us his little surgery, his marks where the pins were in his wrist.
Yes.
I look forward to the Super Bowl
this year. Anyways, we're moving on from
Packers
there.
Packers and the Lions.
This game was much closer than we expected, anticipated.
And
24-20 final, Green Bay over Detroit, but the Lions, Jeffrey, what is going on with Matthew Stafford? He is a shade of what he was last year. Even though Calvin Johnson in back-to-back weeks has been sensational, this week catching 5 passes for 143 yards and a touchdown, the Lions still just, they're not getting it done.
No roar. Bad roar.
No.
Bad roar. Steven, it's when we gave him the roar.
And here's your first dollar back.
And there's my first dollar for
Aaron Rodgers.
The Torin dollar
Aaron
comes because Aaron only threw two touchdowns, not 4. So I get the Torin dollar, which I'm pretty fired up about that Torin dollar, let me tell you. I almost bought tape the other day just for the Torin dollar. But I noticed it was $1.25. And I couldn't do it.
We've got tape.
That's what I've heard.
We've got tape.
We've also got the helmets. Oh, I didn't go there,
Did I say the helmets were here today?
I wanted a chance to throw you under the bus.
That's fine.
It's fine.
I'll throw you under the bus.
I would if I cared, but...
Anyways, Matt Stafford.
The Lions are a farce.
Two interceptions.
Again.
Fumbled the ball.
Why couldn't the Packers put them away? This team is a farce. I knew you're on the road. And you're playing in hostile territory. Whatevs. Green Bay Packers, you've got to show me more than this if you want me to take you seriously. Yeah, you're 7-3.
You know what? I'm just going to start hitting you and anybody else who isn't excited
happy about
when a team wins a football game.
That's just you're setting this up for the Cowboys. It's your way of just you're getting ready for the Cowboys.
And it's just it's about everyone. People are look.
Atlanta. Look, five interceptions and you win, and you're not going to go, we might have an issue.
No,
or two.
He had a bad game.
Five interceptions and you won?
When has he ever thrown five interceptions in a game?
When has anyone ever thrown five interceptions in a game and won?
Tony Romo did it against the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football.
But I bet he had one touchdown in there.
Yes, he did.
No one's ever thrown five INTs and zero TDs and won a game. He holds that all by his lonesome.
They were playing the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, this was bad. But anyways, Packers-Lions, I am going to whine about the win because I want the Packers
I've decided,
to look good.
You know what? Life is too short for me to complain
about winning.
About a win. I won! I won the game. I won the game.
You're so taking the high road, Steven.
I won the Tampa Bay game. I won the Houston game. I won the Cowboy game. I won the Packers. I won all these games. I had no business winning.
That's true.
And I won them.
Steven, there was a point. Since Steven and I, we only differed at the end on one game. Two games.
I changed the stupid Buffalo game, which I'll never do. I didn't change it on any other site except ours.
So Steven took the challenge game and decided that he would take the challenge loss and just make sure he got the pick right.
Yes. Yes. 14-0.
So Steven went 14-0 this week. And for that, by the way.
But I'm not very happy about it because I still lost the challenge game. I should have just went with the Jets. So mad at myself.
I thought we weren't going to complain about winning anymore.
We're 14-0, man. So I'm showing Tristan the sign. She's like, "You haven't missed one." I'm like, "Not this weekend, baby."
Yeah, Ed and I were tweeting last night, and he says, "You know, Jeff, if San Francisco holds on here, we'll be 13-1 this week."
Yeah.
And he says, and that'd be great if Miranda hadn't gone 14-0. I said, "What do you mean 14-0? He says, "Yeah, he changed." I said, "I didn't know. I didn't.
I knew I was going to lose.
You didn't make an official pick change because it didn't matter because it was a challenge game.
Right.
So I'm like, first of all, I respect Steven for not even going down that road and going, "But I got this one right." It's like, no, the challenge games are determined during the shows and things like that. And whatever happens, happens. But, 14-0 should be an amazing accomplishment, except I got 13 and the majority of people got 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that you nailed the upset of the Jets at the Rams.
Yeah.
And that you actually took the Jets to win, first of all, just again. Because look, but here's what I learned from your wise prediction. The Rams had played five quarters the prior week.
The prior week.
That was your explanation.
Like the entire way.
And a lot of teams have done that this week. We had some overtime. One overtime was really short.
Right.
All the rest were very long.
Very long. Yes, yes, yes.
And we almost had more ties. And so Mike Graham loved the fact that there were almost more ties this week. He says, "You and Steven both insisted that the tie is irrelevant because it happens so seldom." And I'm like, "Well, yeah, and we could have had two more this week, which would have," and he says, "Oh, that would have been brilliant."
And then I could have, you know, rubbed your guys' nose.
Exactly.
In it,
but no, Mike, you can't.
No, it doesn't happen that often.
Every 3 years,
but here's
sometimes.
The thing. That was one of the reasons. And when people say, "Well, the Niners, they played the whole full quarter, too." Yeah, they were at home and they got an extra day. They played
exactly.
on Monday.
Exactly. Exactly.
So there is a little difference when you saw that. And I just look.
And the Rams did not look like themselves.
And
They were horrible.
And Fisher had a couple questionable calls in the game.
He did. I think Fisher was jet lagged and tired from coaching five quarters. I think coaching takes as much out of you as playing, frankly. If you are good at it, do you not agree?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you're spent.
The mental. I could not imagine how tiring it must be.
The Packers win. They improve. They are now leading their division. And the Lions, Jeffrey, they ain't going nowhere.
4-6. How'd you get four wins? It's a miracle.
All right. Now we'll go to Games of importance.
And you can follow that up with this.
I am the smartest man alive!
Wow, just not to waste any time.
Yeah, get it
Let's
out of there.
Let's just get it in there.
Yeah, stupid Dolphins. You know, the fact that the Dolphins almost came back in this game was just ridiculous.
I thought we weren't going to complain about winning. Oh, we can complain about losing.
Yeah,
just not winning.
We complain about losing, absolutely.
Dolphins and Bills, I was so happy that it was Thursday Night Football. Get this out of the way and make it so that I could just rest on my laurels all weekend, knowing that at least I had stuffed away the challenge game, and now it's my job to go perfect this week and make you have a side out so that I can have an advantage in the challenge game.
Well, you
we're tied up
advantage.
Again.
No. You're up a game.
Well, we have to stay up a game. That's the point.
Oh, you're not.
The only way I stay up a game is to pick perfect this week because Steven has to pick the challenge game this week.
I do get to pick.
And Steven, let's just do a little bit of house cleaning business real quickly. Yes. What are we going to do about Thursday?
What we'll do is we'll record. Can we record Wednesday? We'll record the
tomorrow?
Show Wednesday. Yes, tomorrow.
I just want to be clear. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Yes.
As early as possible.
Heck.
Can we do it early? Because I got the girls. They don't have school tomorrow, so I need to take them somewhere.
The girls are off tomorrow?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, they get off early today. It's just a short day all around.
Wow.
It's holiday time, baby.
It's the holiday season.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah.
With quarterbacks passing and linebackers blitzing and something of cheer.
Be of good cheer. Why not just be
okay,
of good cheer?
Okay, be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful
yeah, no,
time.
I can go at 9 tomorrow morning because my family will still be asleep.
Oh, because they will have just gotten back from driving.
Well, they're all grown-ups for the most part, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So the kids won't be up till noon. Yeah. Dee Dee will sleep till 9:30 because she can.
Right.
And she's just driven 500 miles.
So come
miles.
In. We'll knock it out at 9. I'll post it later, late Wednesday or early Thursday. What we need to do, are we doing TV?
No, we don't know. Richard Smith, how dare you not talk to us on our Thanksgiving week?
Let's shoot him an email.
We don't know if we're going to be on Sky Sports on Thursday or Friday. What's your pick? What would you vote for? You want to do it out of the way?
Thursday.
Get out of the way and do it early Thursday?
Morning, knock it out.
And
boom,
then be at my house for the game.
Yes. Yes.
And maybe if we could get the 9 o'clock hour, which is impossible, then it could be seen in America.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Well, it would
we
have
did that
to be.
Last
because,
year.
Yeah, because then the game's on at 9:30.
We did that last year, and our families actually got to watch us on television for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Boy, was that special. Hint, hint, hint. Hint, hint.
Rich.
Sky Sports, Fox Soccer Channel is the home of Sky Sport News.
We will not
several
be
times
doing
a day.
Anything for Talk Sport UK.
Did you tell them?
I sent Yvonne an email. She has not responded yet.
She's trying to book guests like mad. She's going to call me. Will you do Thursday night? No, he's going to be at my house, dummy.
We're going to be together.
That's the point.
Difficult.
It's Thanksgiving in America.
It is. So,
Sean Salisbury, give him his name.
I don't know if he's going to do it on the 3rd. He might.
He's trying to get back into the business.
You're right. I will. I'll ask.
Should
him
have asked
he...
Eric Dickerson, who's doing Canadian football.
That's true. I kind of want Eric's job, though. I want to do Canadian.
We
stuff.
Want Canada.
We want Canada.
Canada.
Anyway,
you know we live next to La Canada.
La Canada.
La Canada.
La Canada. All right.
Dolphins, anyways, Bills. You got anything to say in defense of the Miami
game
Dolphins?
Was ugly. 19-14. Dolphins couldn't run the ball against a team that was giving up like 100 gajillion yards rushing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They really don't have anybody.
No, well, the Dolphins, ever since they decided to bench Bush, and this is going to Philbin. And we're going to now split carries between Bush
and
Thomas.
Daniel Thomas is the guy that we brought in here to be our long-term solution.
Yes, but Bush was leading the league in rushing at the beginning of the season.
Anytime you've got a diva at a position and they have made a proclamation that they want to be the best at something in a season.
And they were doing it for you at the beginning.
And he's doing it. You might want to play the hot hand,
you
dumbass.
You keep going.
I said dumbass. I said on the show.
good. Because he is.
Yeah.
And they couldn't run the ball. And Bush only got 10 carries in the
game. And Thomas had 12 for 33 yards. Nice job.
So I don't know what they're doing there in Miami. But anyways, ugly game.
But Buffalo took care of business at home. 4-6, 4-6 now. Now we go on the Browns and the Cowboys.
Look,
Romo's 4 TDs. How did those work out? Another dollar. Man. I've got to holler.
And you know what? I don't even know what I was thinking.
And this one's whole.
And this is all Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
This is all Jason Garrett.
Jason Garrett's fault that Romo didn't get 3 TD passes?
He wouldn't let him throw the freaking ball, Jeff.
Well, did you notice what happened when he did try and throw the ball later in the game?
Later in the game, after they had lost Tyron Smith.
When Tony Romo makes mistakes, it's late in the game.
Yeah, but in this case, Jeffrey, Tyron Smith, their starting offensive tackle, their star, who they played as bajillion dollars, has left the game with an ankle injury. So now you have a third string center, by the way.
Again?
He's the third string.
Again?
Third string.
Again?
Yes.
I thought Costa came back.
No, and then he got hurt again. He did.
Did he?
Yes, and he got hurt again. And then their backup,
dude, are you made of glass?
Ryan Cook, the guy that got brought in from Miami,
yeah.
He got hurt.
No,
so they were on their third string center.
Their centers aren't even good to begin with, and now you're on the third one?
So then they had to bring in their back, because the center was Mackenzie Bruno. He was their tackle, so they moved him to center.
They
had to bring in a new
guy
at tackle.
Left
and then
or right
when
tackle?
Right guard.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, and the main tackle, Tyron Smith, he got injured with in the middle of the game. He left, so then they bring in somebody else, Parnell, in at tackle. So now you've got
no offensive
four
line.
Guys playing out of position.
We basically have what you have here is the Denver Broncos offensive line.
Yeah, and the only starter, Jeff, that they have who was the starter is a turnstile, Doug Free. At
Doug
right
Free,
tackle.
Don't start he on
is,
Doug Free.
He
don't
is
start. If I was going to rant right now, it would be on Doug freaking Free.
So that's it. So
you're a nightmare, dude.
So that entire line was patchwork.
Wow.
So I understand that Romo's running for his life, but one, Jason Garrett, it's time, my friend, that you take Romo from out under center and put
him in the shotgun. Give him a chance.
Give him a chance to see what's coming, please.
Because the fact is, he's going to have four guys in his grill immediately.
The fact that he has to drop back, that's killing you guys.
Let him start in the backfield so that he could see the freight train that is approaching and find the hot receiver.
But I'm a hat tip to the Cleveland Browns because, you know,
they play everyone hard.
13. The problem with the Browns, though, you can't keep giving up leads like that.
2-8.
They were
up
13-0.
At half.
At the half. And, my sister and her husband, Corey, who's a huge Browns fan, were at the game. Stadium's amazing. But they were so mad at the outcome, obviously, being Browns fans.
But, hey, they got to be in the stadium longer than most people.
But Skrine, the cornerback for the Browns, who was replacing Joe Hayden, who was out with an injury.
Okay.
He got used and abused. Four penalties, defensive penalties. Three for pass interference. Three for illegal contact and one for defensive pass interference. He kept getting used and abused.
He would have had an easier time incarcerated with sex offenders. That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
All right, the Buccaneers and the Panthers in the game I wish I had been at
overtime.
In North Carolina and Charlotte.
Overtime.
Overtime to see Josh Freeman, the kid that is growing in my affections daily, because he's just a man out. He's a boy.
Panthers
who's becoming a man before our eyes.
Up by 8 with a 1:53 left in the game, Jeff.
Yep.
They give up the touchdown. They give up the
two-point conversion.
We go to overtime, and then the Bucs win the toss. They get the ball first, and the Panthers couldn't even stop them. Doug
March.
38 yards
hamster.
On the first two runs.
Yep.
And then a nice couple
passes.
Oh,
you're in field goal range.
Nah.
We're going for the win, actually.
Yeah.
We're going for the
field
win.
Goal.
We don't want to continue overtime.
Yeah, exactly. Boom.
So here's the thing. Josh Freeman, the knock against him is that he is not super strong on the shorter passes under 20 yards. Everyone loves his deep ball. He throws a beautiful deep ball. Well, what did he do once he got inside the red zone? He found Vincent Jackson, and he put that ball where only VJ could catch it.
There were three.
They had to review it, five times? It took 20 minutes to get this done reviewing.
Three Panthers that he were right there next to Freeman.
And so where do you have to put it? At the shoe tops, at the goalpost. And he put it there, and VJ pulled it in, slides into the goalpost, didn't hurt himself, fortunately. And then on the two-point conversion, he repeats it again.
Yes.
So don't tell me that Josh can't throw the short pass. It's game's got to be on the line. And Josh shows up when game's on the line. I think this kid is going to be special for a long time to come. Don't give me this crap about last year being such a bad year for him. He had no running game, and nobody as a young person can survive without a running game. And go back to his rookie season where he took this team 10 wins.
The final there in overtime, Tampa Bay pulled it out 27-21, and they are right in the mix for the wild card. Next game, Jeffrey, the Saints travel to Oakland to face the Raiders. And
the contractual obligation game of the week.
The Raiders, Jeffrey, have pulled up shop.
they're horrible.
Now playing U-Haul games.
They're horrible.
Let's just pack the U-Haul and go. They're starting a whole month and a half early, by the way.
Which Dennis Allen and Reggie McKenzie have got to be. I'm taking copious notes right now if I'm head coach and general manager.
Who's still playing hard?
Yeah.
Who's still giving
Who's showing up in practice early still? Who's playing hard?
Yeah.
Because you will be on the team next year. And guys that are kind of showing up a little late for meetings, I'm not even going to say anything to you. But you will find yourself looking for a new situation next year.
Well, the New Orleans Saints have climbed back to 500. 5-5. Remember, this team was 0-4. 0-4.
And four.
5-5 now, right back into the middle.
Drew Brees' conservative
hunt.
Passing game, only 219 yards.
Only, but he did throw three touchdowns.
He did. He did what he needed to do. And Mark Ingram, can I give a hat tip to Mark Ingram, who's finally showing up and playing the way that he was supposed to play? Very cool.
What about Harper, the safety for
Roman Harper?
Did you see him pick up the fumble? And
yes,
he just
I did.
He couldn't take it to the house.
Fat man with football, dude.
But he's not a fat man with football.
He's a big guy, though. He's a big guy.
He is.
And he ran out of gas. Look, there's a reason.
But this is two years in a row.
Are you going to go get in track shape because this happens to you every 2 years? Yes. I'm not.
I mean, no, every 2 years. It happened last year.
Fine. Once a year. I'm not going to get in track shape.
I'm going to get in track
shape. Because I'm going to get brought down at the 15-yard line on a pick six. What should have been a pick
he
six.
He should have scored, man. That's
but he
all
ran
I know.
Out of gas. I don't blame you for running out of gas. I'm a big guy. And I run out of gas sometimes, and I understand.
Oh, gosh.
Great sympathy over here. Great job. Why not bring in Matt Leinart and see what you got?
ESPN played that for the come on, man.
Oh.
Come on,
oh,
man.
Come on, man. Be nice to him. Why not pull in Matt Leinart here? You're not going to use Carson Palmer next year. You're not. Period.
Yeah, I don't know.
See what you got. I'm just a little word of sage advice to Dennis Allen.
All right.
Start Matty Leinart.
The final there, 38-17. The Raiders drop to a very bad
3-7.
3-7. 5-5 for the Saints. The Chargers travel to Denver to play the Broncos.
Speaking of mailing it in. No, they actually put up some serious points and were a threat at the end.
At the end of the
at
game.
At the end.
But
did you see Philip? The way that he was really trying. He thought maybe we can win this game.
But did you see the final play when he got sacked?
And he left the field before the game was over?
Just started shaking hands and stuff.
That's the competitor that people hate.
Yeah.
That's the guy. That's the reason people hate him. Yeah. Because they say that he's not man enough to stick around for the end. Remember LaDainian with the towel over his head?
Yeah.
Some of these guys take this stuff almost too personal.
Right.
And a loss, Cam Newton, a loss is not the same loss as it is for somebody else. They take it so personal, and they just cannot be the good soldier and do what they're supposed to do. They're lousy when it comes down to it, and Philip is one of those guys.
Well, that victory by the Denver Broncos, a 30-23 win.
7-3. Now, Steven, I anointed their butts. I put them with a first-round bye. Can they really get a first-round bye? If you look at the standings here in the AFC, you'll see that there's the Patriots at 7-3, the Ravens at 8-2, and the Ravens just got so much help from Pittsburgh sucking right now. Yeah. The Houston Texans keep winning, 9-1. Denver, 7-3. Can they really get a first-round bye? I don't know if they can.
I think they can.
You think they can or can't?
I think they can.
Their schedule is so difficult coming down the road. And I don't have any trouble with them winning their division. They're going to do that with their eyes closed.
Well,
but if they can catch
essence,
Houston and
they only have to catch one of
Baltimore. Right. Well,
But the we've got to say the Patriots aren't going to keep winning, and they are.
Well, so, I don't know if the Patriots keep winning now with all their injuries.
I know. You're worried about the Gronkinator, and for good reason, but I think they'll be fine.
Jeff, so,
New England, Baltimore, Houston. They've got to finish better than two of those teams.
All right. You tell me where they're going to struggle. They got the Chiefs twice. This is Denver.
Gravy.
Okay. They got the Raiders.
Gravy.
They got the three tough games that are left are against Tampa in Denver.
They got Tampa at altitude. I'll take Tampa, obviously.
No, I'm going to take Denver.
I mean, I misspoke.
You're going to take Denver. Yeah. The Bucks traveling.
It's Bucks and Broncos. Bucks and Broncos. That gets messed up in my head.
Then their next two difficult games, they travel to Baltimore to face the Ravens.
Yeah.
And that's if they beat the, if they win that game.
Well, that'll be 12.
That'll put them in the driver's seat for the bye. Because they will have tied
right,
the Ravens.
A team that they would have possibly an identical record
right,
to.
Right, correct. And then they have the Browns at home. That's
yeah,
the only other
beat the crap out of them.
Yes.
So, but
they really could only lose that one game against Baltimore.
Yeah, they're going to lose more.
They're not losing to the Chiefs, the Bucks, the Raiders, or the Browns. So their only tough game is the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Well, as I said, I anointed them early, and I didn't realize that Houston would still be 9-1.
Yeah, well,
Baltimore would be 8-2, and have Pittsburgh kind of going away.
I think the Denver.
What's
going to
hurt Baltimore is all their divisional games.
I think the Denver Broncos will be the number two seed
behind Houston.
Yeah, because Houston's a team they cannot catch.
Correct.
Because they have a loss to Houston already.
Correct.
Earlier in the season.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to see just because I think that Peyton deserves it.
Denver will be the number two seed. They won't have to play Indy unless Indy gets out of the wild card.
I want them to play Indy. That would be amazing.
That would be a great.
It'd be epic! Epic!
Let me just look at the Patriots since we're looking at schedules.
Their quickly. Schedule is as wussy as always.
Is it?
Yeah, trust
is
me.
Is it?
Isn't it every year?
Look, they have six games left. It's not actually that wussy, okay?
I'm not
They go to the Jets on Thanksgiving.
Now, that game's going to be fascinating.
It's going to be very interesting.
but they're going to whoop on the Jets.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yes, Fireman Ed on Thanksgiving with his drumstick in his hand, leading the J-E-T-S chant with his drumstick.
Took them to overtime in New England.
Yeah.
Just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and so they've had their wake-up call. We're not going to take this team lightly.
I don't know. Then they go to Miami. That should be easy.
Easy.
Then they got Houston. Then they got the 49ers.
At home. They don't lose at home. They've lost one game at home this season, and that was weird.
Houston. Then they got the 49ers.
At home.
Yes.
See, this is the problem.
And then they go to Jacksonville. Which, you know, if we have Chad Henne play the way he played this week against Houston.
Oh, Lord. Chad Henne has, by the way, been anointed the starter for this next week.
Good.
I'm just giving some news as we roll along here.
And then they finish the season with the Dolphins. The Patriots have...
Okay, the Houston and 49ers back-to-back home games, they would be fortunate to split those.
To be 1-1, yeah.
To sweep those would be a truly remarkable feat, which is why so many people believe that the New England Patriots are the best team in the NFL. And my power rankings, I am going to have to mull hard because those teams at the
Jeff's
top.
Jeff's mulling. All right. So anyways, there, the Broncos, they're clearly in the driver's seat in the AFC West.
Cardinals, Falcons, why is this? This moved down to a nap game, didn't it? Although it shouldn't have been.
I don't think it did.
No, you moved it up to a game of importance for some reason. And you had that one right because this game was something else.
Well, the fact that Matt Ryan had three interceptions in the first quarter. And Jeffrey,
now, in all fairness, one or two of these five were tip balls.
One, maybe.
Okay. But I'm just trying to be
very
fair.
Look, anytime you line up, you get the ball first, okay? You receive.
Yeah.
And on the very first play, you throw a pick.
Yeah.
Oh, it's game on.
And that's when you know it's going to be a long day. Friends, it's going to be a long day.
He winds up throwing three in the first quarter, five overall, and yet the Falcons, because of their defense.
Defense.
Win the game They pull it out 23-19.
Inexplicably,
Ken Wisenhunt decides, I'm going to bench my starting quarterback. Yes, I know he's Scary Skeleton. Yes, I know he's only completed 2 passes out of 9 attempts. Yes, they were only went for 6 yards. Yes, 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 I know that. But you were winning 13-0, bud.
Okay. Now, what do you do, since you're repeating yourself, I'm going to move on. What do you do if you're Atlanta and you are going to Tampa Bay next week?
You need to step up. You cannot
Tampa
afford...
Tampa Bay can win this game. Then you're home to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And New Orleans is rolling right now.
The Falcons cannot afford... They cannot afford...
Thank you.
...to play around like they did with Arizona.
Now, look, they're going to still win their division. That's not going to be
really?
A problem. But they got Tampa twice.
Twice.
Nollins,
Saints.
And the Panthers. I'm not worried about. At Carolina.
Giants.
The Giants will be playing well. It's December.
Detroit,
which will be a cakewalk on Saturday.
Did you think that would be have a cakewalk over Arizona?
Yeah. Well, no, because Arizona plays really good defense, generally. And look. They did. They held.
It's going to be interesting. That division is not done.
You keep
yet.
Atlanta to 23 points. You've done a remarkable job on defense. And hats off again to the Arizona Cardinals defense because they're really good, especially at home. Let's get to the.
The Jets travel to
nap
St. Louis.
Please give the nap games their respect.
To place. Okay.
By using a hit bang and introducing their segment properly. I did. But you were just talking over it as I was snoring. I can't multitask well.
The Jets and the Rams. The Jets decided, you know what? We still have to play some football. 27-13 victory. What happened to the Rams other than they were tired?
I think they were tired. Other than they were tired. Jeff Fisher looked tired. Think about it. You lose in London. You get your rear ends handed to you in London. You get a week off, but Fish seemed to be making excuses about the week off that really was about getting over jet lag was the week off. That was weird to see him making excuses. Then you get manhandled. You go into San Francisco. You have a slugfest. You come out kissing your sister, which to me, I like how Pat Kerwin put this. The Rams won the tie. He says somebody always wins the tie.
Right.
And I never really thought about it, but he's right. Somebody does win the tie. And the Rams won the tie. It was 49ers, a team that they didn't have a chance against. And they tied, so they won the tie. But they left it all out there on the field. They come in to play a Jets team that we know can be very physical. And Mark Sanchez, for whatever reason, is competent for a day. I guess anybody can be competent for a day.
Yeah.
And he was. You saw that he threw very precise passes. His offensive line gave him time to throw.
Yeah. Bradford threw 44.
I was on this game in ISO because we differed on it.
Bradford threw the ball 44 times, only completed 23 of them for 170 yards.
Sam.
It was not a good day.
But he wasn't picked.
He was not. No, he was. He threw an interception.
Did he?
Yeah, he threw.
Okay, I'm sorry. Steven Jackson, 81 yards.
Yeah.
You generally did what you needed to do to win, but you lost.
Yeah, they just.
Sanchez threw for almost, 23 for 44. There's the problem right there for Sam Bradford. Danny Amendola, I saw a lot of people at him start in fantasy football, and dude.
He got hurt again.
So it's like. When he's not healthy, this team is not good. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, that's probably a good assessment there. As Amendola goes, so do the Rams.
Eagles, Redskins.
Anybody see this 31-6 beatdown coming?
Wow. Well,
four touchdown passes for Griffin. One in the first, one in the second, one in the third. And one in the fourth. He threw a touchdown pass every quarter.
Oh, yeah, and he ran for 84 yards.
Yeah, he rushed like mad.
12
and
carries,
the Eagles,
84 yards.
Hey, all I've got to say, folks, be careful what you wish for, baby.
You know, get that Michael Vick kid out of there. I want to see this Nick Foles. We drafted him for a reason.
Yeah.
I want to see this Nick Foles
kid. And you
saw
him.
He's going to bring something.
Nick Foles.
Sometimes kids, when they bring something, you don't like what they bring.
Threw 2 interceptions, fumbled three times. Now, fortunately for him, they didn't lose any of them. They recovered all of them. But he fumbled three times. That's not good. Two picks. No touchdown
passes.
They
were losing so badly, they couldn't use McCoy as a running back.
And then Shady got concussed.
Yes, and is now going to probably miss this. Oh, God. So there is a newspaper in, I think it's the New York Post, that has Andy Reid on the cover today that says, pull the plug. It's a big picture of Andy Reid, the metaphor being he's on life support.
Yes.
Just pull the plug. You know you're going to fire him.
Yeah.
And you know he's going to get fired at the end of the season. Yes. That's a given. So it's like, just pull the plug, do it now.
He even, Andy Reid came out and said, I will not resign.
Yeah, I know that. That's just brilliant.
He said, I will not resign.
Well, fine. Then that's why the because New York Post comes back and says, pull the plug then.
He said, I will not resign because that would be like a cop out. I don't want to do that. So he's telling the
everyone
organization,
that he's done. He's done. And
I'm
he's
not going
leaving.
To resign.
You got
to
fire
me. You have to fire me.
Fire my butt. All right, we're going to fire your butt.
Yeah, they should.
Mr. Fire Laurie, it's time to fire his butt.
Anyway,
show him the door.
31-6 are on life support.
And the Eagles, there's only one team in the NFL worse than them, Stephen, and that would be?
No, there's two teams.
No, there's only one team in my power rankings that's worse than them.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs. Who do you think is actually not as bad as them? A little better than Philadelphia. Come on, seriously.
I guess the Jags. You moved them up because of their Yeah.
No, it's not. Remember, this is based on how I see it today.
Okay.
I don't owe anybody anything. The only thing I try and do is keep by teams where they were.
Yeah, the Jags are still 1-9. So.
Yeah. The Eagles won least, three games. Yes. So what?
Yeah.
This team is so god-awful that they could not beat themselves.
But the Chiefs are awful.
The Chiefs stay at the bottom.
15.2 now. I just want the season to end because I want to just say, I told you at the beginning, 16, and I gave them a point too much.
That's funny. The Eagles-Redskins game was a debacle. 31-6
final. The Redskins at 4-6 still have a little bit of life. The Eagles at 3-7 stick a fork in them. They are done. Serve them up for turkey.
Yum.
Put a little salt on them.
Yum.
They
tastes
good.
Just like chicken.
Jacksonville who would have seen that the Jags Yeehaw. Would take the Texans to Yeehaw. Overtime?
Yeah, that no one at 1-9, 9-1 now. I mean, come on. It was 1-8, 8-1, and
mirror.
Come on.
Yeah, you got to give it up for the Jags because they fought. You take probably the best team in the AFC, and you take them to overtime, and you nearly beat them. You know, they got a field goal.
Yeah, they did.
You marched down. You got a field goal to extend the overtime period. And then you picked off Schaub, and I was like, oh, my God, Jeff, they're going to beat Houston.
Yeah.
They're going to beat Houston. Yeah. And then inexplicably, on 4th-and-10, instead
you know
of
what?
Punting the ball.
What the hell was he thinking?
You know what? I'm okay with a tie. There's only 2 minutes left in the game, and
somebody always wins the tie. If we're divisional rivals,
and we're 1-8, and they're 8-1, guess who wins the tie? We do, right? But no, they decided to go for it,
and it was an ill-conceived play to begin
close.
With. As I said, it was an ill-conceived play to begin with.
And as a matter of fact, the pass was so bad it could have been intercepted.
Probably
should have
been.
The guy didn't want to intercept it because he would have gotten better
field position.
And then
by turning
the ball
over on downs.
Hit him right in the nards.
It did, and he was on the ground for a little bit, adding insult to injury there.
Yes. And then which led ESPN to go, come on, man! But anyways.
I miss come on, man, because I'm doing radio, which sucks.
I see. Final score. They're in overtime, 43-37, when Matt Schaub says, okay, you're going to give me the ball near midfield? That works for me. Boom! Hits Andre Johnson on a little screen, which Johnson
35
takes
yards.
48
Boom.
Yards
I was
for a
trying
touchdown,
to be conservative.
And 48 yards, touchdown, boom, game over. Andre Johnson, 278 yards.
Two guys in this game went for 200 yards. Justin Blackman did too.
For the Jags, yes.
How crazy is that?
That was pretty
Two
crazy.
Guys in one game. We may never see that again.
They were airing it out. It was lots of fun.
And Justin Blackman sitting on everyone's fantasy bench there with about 18 points. You're like, could he use that?
Well, how about Matt Schaub sitting on a lot of people's benches?
With 49 points?
Yeah, 50. I was going to say 50 points.
49 points. I had him one place and I lost.
Did you start him?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had him two other places where I lost. And you schooled me in fantasy football this week.
Big money league, Jeff.
Yeah.
The guy I played benched him in favor of Matt Ryan. And to be honest, I probably would have done the same thing.
Sure. But Matt Ryan was 2 points.
But I beat
him. Matt Ryan all over Matt the place. I know, 2 points.
Yeah. Well, I wound up winning by 14. But he left.
Would have won
50,
by 35.
50 points on the bench. He was texting me. I can't freaking believe
no one could have seen
this
coming.
On.
No,
were you really going to play Saab over Ryan?
You couldn't have known. I'm really upset with that. I thought that Tony Romo would do a little better against the Browns.
Oh, so did I.
I started him a couple places over Matt Schaub. Fortunately, with Gronk going out, I have the only place I own Gronk, I also own Vernon Davis.
So I played you, what, like three, four different
four,
places?
Four or five, yeah. And I won one.
You won one of them?
I had a bad week in fantasy football. Yeah, at TV fantasy football, I got 66 points. Ooh. Thanks.
I relinquished the top spot. I only scored
Cadle
80.
Now owns it. What does it mean? If in fact, that people winning TV fantasy football are people who don't have enough to do?
Yeah.
What does it mean about Cadle that he's winning?
Let's talk to...
Just wondering... Let's ask Big Kev. No, I want to ask Big Kev because Big Kev, I think, would be fascinated to know what the boss thinks.
Yeah, I know.
That the people who are winning just simply are too busy to actually put their team together. Oh, yeah, and I put together my team on Thursday where I've had played somebody injured.
Yeah.
And someone else will remain nameless in last place. He puts his team together right before kickoff of the game, so he knows the injury reports. Just saying.
Is all.
Bengals, final game. Chefs. Bengals.
Chiefs are bad. That's all I'm saying. Chiefs are bad. 6 points at home.
28-6. The over-under was Bengals only were given getting 3.5 was all they were giving away, and they won by 22.
Yeah. They stomped Kansas City. Was not even close. Was not even funny. And there you go. That's it.
That was week 11.
Crazy.
10 in the NFL.
I'm
going to
take
week 11 in the NFL.
I'm going to take some applause for my 14-0 performance.
And
Jeffrey is.
I am the smartest man alive.
I love the seagull. So.
We're out.
We'll be back with
Randall.
Week 12 shortly for your travel. We know you guys depend on this for your travel, so we will make sure to get it out for you tomorrow.
Yes.
So, Jeff Ellis here, NFL Rants and Raves.
We're out.